This is Rising from the Ashes, written by Cherie Doyen and read for you by Prince Monte. My story begins in this sleepy little railroad town. It sits off the interstate in the foothills. With no through traffic, the town hasn't had much influx of new people or new thoughts in decades. This is a town of secrets. From the outside, a cute little town that hasn't been touched much by change. The landscape is filled with rolling hills and streams. There's a creek, big enough to swim in, running right through town. Don't look too closely at the chipping paint and sagging porches. Everyone is related to everyone, a place no one ever leaves, a place where nothing is as it seems. I live on a tiny little farm outside of town in a ramshackled house. I've lived there most of my life, except for a short stint in the city in the very beginning. The house is a constant work in progress. The family consists of me, two younger brothers, and my parents, or so they say. I'm not sure. Can I really be related to these people? Is it really their blood running through my veins? The younger of my two brothers, Sam, seems to be on the outside, too. He doesn't seem like the rest. I keep him very close at all times, for safety. I don't want them to be able to get to him, his mind. The middle boy, Kenny, is meaner than a snake. They've gotten to him already. Our small piece of property is surrounded by a larger farm owned by Mr. Stanford. He has about 100 acres. The old man has taken a shine to me and my love for animals. He has a beautiful Irish setter named Joe. I love the way his shiny red coat feels sliding through my fingers. Seeing the old man out in the pasture, tall, lean, walking stick in one hand, his faithful companion on the other, makes me smile from the inside. I'm off and running. I cover the distance between us as fast as my legs will carry me. If I'm lucky, we get to spend the day in the garden. He loves to teach me as we go along, telling me about each plant and what it needs to be healthy and strong. This is my favorite time, maybe because he feels I'm worth teaching. Whatever the day turns into, chores are always more fun when they're someone else's. Mr. Stanford lets me graze my horse, Ginger, in his pasture, and I get to roam the grounds whenever I want. My playground. The beautiful hills and cliffs are my refuge. By the time I reach the creek, the grime from home is washed away and forgotten. For the moment, freedom and laughter replace reality. Grandma, my angel. When I'm at Grandma's, all of Dad's stupid rules go right out the window. At home, I'm not allowed to be held or rocked. Don't want some spoiled brat. When I'm with Grandma, I get all the love and touching I want. She holds me and rocks me, singing me her funny little songs. How much is that doggy in the window? She loves me and she loves me right. When I'm at Grandma's, I'm the favorite. She can barely turn around without stepping on me. I always want to be on her lap. Women sitting around the table gabbing, and there I am, looking up longingly. Go play and leave Grandma alone for a while, now, Mom tells me. No, no, she's all right, Grandma says. Come here, sweet Junebug. I climb up and cuddle in her arms. The connection most people have with their mother, that's the connection I have with Grandma. Grandma and Mom all rolled into one. The problem is, I don't live here. I only get her sometimes. She isn't my mom. My support and safety is once removed. I have a memory of when I was quite small. I'm left in the driveway in an old Rambler station wagon while Mom goes in to talk to Grandma. I'm told to wait. I have on a little yellow dress and white hat. My feet don't reach the edge of the seat. I'm in the front and I can't see out. I'm afraid to move. After a few minutes, I hear the squeak of the old screen door and the swing of the gate. Mom opens the back door of the old car and takes a little round suitcase from the back seat. She then crosses around the front, opens the passenger door, scoops me up, and carts me inside. I wasn't sad being dropped off there. I got a little vacation. Only, after a few days of being there, the
Sample complete. Ready to continue?